In today's Mishnah, we're in the 10th and final Mishnah, third Perek Masechta Avodah Zarah, and then begin the 4th Perek. The Mishnah begins, Ketzem Mevatla. So a goy can mevatel an Avodah Zarah, meaning once he doesn't treat it as a god anymore, then we actually saw this pasuk before, and Aloni Psile Elohe Hemtis Ba'esh. This was in the Mishnah regarding the discussion in the bathhouse, is that only when it's treated as a god is it then Asur Bahana. If, however, the goy disregards it as an idol anymore and treats it in a regular fashion, then it's no longer Asur Bahana. So, importantly, it's a goy that can mevatel an avodah zarah. We'll see in who to speak to a Jew later on. It says, Ketzem, what's an action that demonstrates that this goy has actually annulled this avodah zarah? Mishnah says, if we're dealing with an asherah, that's kirsem, if he cuts the dry branches off it for the purpose of for burning, or zered, or he cuts the moist branches off it for any other use. Natal mimenu makel, or he cut off some wood from the tree, this is a nice long branch, for a makel or sharvit or a stick or a staff, afilo aleh, or even if he cut off a leaf for his own purposes, hareze batela, that's showing he doesn't treat it as a god anymore, and even a Jew would be able to get benefit from this tree. Shefaya, if however he started planing or smoothing it off the tree, if it's a lutsorka, if it's for the benefit of the tree to make the tree more beautiful, well, the fact that he's interacting with this tree doesn't mean it's now batel anymore because he's doing it for the benefit, so therefore it's still considered an idol. Therefore, it's asura. However, shalola tzarka, if he's doing it because he needs small twigs or sawdust or something like that, then we say in that situation it's clear that he's mevatled it. Then it is muteret. Let's now begin the fourth perek. So this next mission deals with the marakulis, which was a time of avodah zarah where they placed three stones, so two on either side and one across the top of it, much like the letter chet, and they would place it on the roadside. And travelers would grab a stone and throw it at this idol. This was considered part of the avodah zarah. So shlosha avanim zu betzad zo, we say betzad marakulis. If someone finds three stones next to a marakulis, then they would also be asurot. It would be asur. Why? Because according to the first opinion, Rabbi Shmuel says this. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, as we see in the Mishnah, is that they would also erect not only a marakulis, this structure I explained before, but also that I have a marakulis katana, like a mini marakulis next to it, which would also be worshipped. However, it's if it's shtayim, if it's two next to each other, not three, then we say mutarot, then it wouldn't be a problem. You would be able to draw a benefit. However, Chachamim say no. Chachamim say we have to be concerned about this marakulis katan next to Marakulis Gadol. There's only Marakulis Gadol to be worried about. However, what's their concern? It says, Shinirotimo asero, v'she'enirotimo muteret. In other words, stones that were, it says, near to him, I mean close to it, that would be asur bahanal, and if it's not close to it, literally seen with it, then it would be mutar, because their concern is only if it's perhaps fell from the Marakulis, and it was part of the idol, that's when they would say, that's a Chachamim say that we should be concerned and say, that's asur bahanal. However, importantly, if it was another structure of two stones side by side and one on top of it, next to a marakulis, then Chachamim would agree that this is an additional marakulis. Those are the Mishnah today.